Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Extremely Local News now. Jen Sabella with Block Club Chicago checking in with news about Second City in Albany Park. What's this all about? Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is Second City Meadery, and mead, the old-timey, thousands and thousands of year old alcoholic beverage that in the ancient times was the only game in town, and it's made from fermented honey. It's kind of making a comeback these days in our like craft beer obsessed world. And the second one in the city opened in Albany Park this week. Second City Meadery started in, like a lot of pandemic things started in a kitchen where somebody who, Peter's wife was into mead. She had tried it somewhere and you couldn't really find it anywhere because it's just not that, you know, well distributed or well known. So he started making it in his kitchen and he got pretty good at it. And so they decided to open this meadery and, there's one more on the south side in Beverly, but this is the only game in town for the north side. So if you're interested in trying this honey wine, it's open for business.
Got it.
4465 North Elston.
I'm sure people will be showing up there. Over on the west side, there's a plan to make things look a lot nicer, but also many other benefits. Tell us about this.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of neighborhood groups in North Lawndale and on the west side in general have been saying we need more trees. And this has been a big thing among environmental justice groups. A lot of areas and cities have very little tree canopy, and that leads to a lot of issues. One is poor air quality. Two is in the summer, when it's super hot, it's hotter. It's hotter in cities. You already have these buildings all next to each other and black asphalt, and the trees really break that up, offer shade. They can cool a block by up to 9 degrees, and you know when it's like in the dead of summer, that 9 degrees matters. So the city has devoted $46 million of its budget to these groups that are planting trees on the west side and making things more green. And so people are really excited. Over the next 10 years, they're hoping to double the tree canopy in North Lawndale. This is meant to, like I said, help a lot of things. And they're saying it could even like reduce crime because when it's really hot and people are angry and like it leads to a lot of issues. So mm-hmm. They're saying that places with better tree canopy are safer and happier places for people to live.
Love those trees. Can't get enough of them. And on the south side, tell us about this very interesting service. I've never heard of this place.
Yeah, so this has been going on for a while. It's called the Chicago Tool Library, and a lot of people hadn't heard of it, but it is exploding in popularity. So down in Bridgeport, you could basically take out a library card at this place, and you can borrow a tool for a week, 2 weeks. You can ask for an extension, and the word tool is pretty broad here because it can be a wrench, it could be, you know, a saw, a jigsaw, or it can be a KitchenAid mixer. It's a lot of different like household appliances and tools that you can borrow when you know that, hey, I'm not going to use this KitchenAid mixer much, but I got to make cookies this Christmas. You can go in, you can borrow it and bring it back. And it's getting so popular that they're actually growing. They're looking for a bigger location. They're having to turn away donations at this point because it's completely packed with tools. And they're also looking for volunteers. So if you go to our website, you can blockclubchicago.org. You can find out how to volunteer for the Chicago Tool Library. And if you know of a good spot where they can expand, let them know as well.
Got it. Thanks, Jen. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.